ETs finger jade plants, Crassula ovata, or money plant? If you're a succulent enthusiast looking for a unique plant variety to add to your indoor garden, then look no further than succulent ETs fingers. Also known as jade plants or Crassula ovata, these plants are named after the iconic character ETs glowing finger due to their oval-shaped leaves that grow in tree-like structures resembling fingers. In this article, we'll dive into everything you need to know about caring for these fascinating and distinctive plants, from size and growth patterns to soil mix requirements and more. Succulent ETs finger plant overview. Succulent ETs fingers are native South African succulents with long, slender leaves that can measure up 3 feet tall at maturity. These small trees have shallow roots essential in storing water so it can survive dry conditions, but should be avoided overwatering by allowing soil drying out completely between watering sessions. These quirky-looking plants thrive on minimum care even without much attention, making them suitable choices for newbies who opt inspiring greenery additions either inside or outside homes/apartments/offices space setups where bright sunlight is available both indoors/outdoors yet not exposed directly during extremely hot weather. The best thing about succulent ETs finger plants is their believed lucky charms and may bring prosperity when placed around businesses/homes interiors, giving off an otherworldly touch while requiring minimal effort upkeep-wise. Size and growth patterns. ETs finger jade plants feature thin and pointy leaf clusters extruding straight upwards when fully matured, attaining height measuring just above 2 to 3 feet maximum length. And though slow-growing, understandably, they still reach full maturity within several years, rendering investment time worth consideration if in search something truly special. Their uniqueness makes them popular among enthusiasts globally seeking for fresh succulent variety curiosity blooms. Leaves. Succulent ETs fingers feature striking finger-like leaves that come in green hues, while some have pink or reddish-colored upright tips to maintain plant health. You must provide indirect sunlight indoors and place the plants away from direct light sources or using grow lights, ensuring they get at least 4 hours of daytime sunshine exposure. Otherwise, your jade can become affected by leaf scorching damage, leading it into an unhealthy state, just needing proper attention. Care requirements specific, maintaining its distinctive texture, appearance, features, characteristics. Roots. The roots of succulent ETs finger plants store water and allow them to survive adequately under dry conditions, enabling growth even when planted in small pots/containers due surface shallow nutrient-absorbing system required environment conducive enough for our stunning alien-inspired plants. Effective precautions include avoiding overflooding/judging moisture levels, properly set timing schedules, watering frequency appropriately following growing seasons. Succulent jade plants care guide. Here is everything you'll require knowing with regards towards creating a thriving ecological niche, as per best practice caring instructions available on soil pH levels, optimal lighting, humidity amount adjustments, temperature ranges depending upon seasonality, climate shifts, fertilization routines necessary, keeping up-to-date maintenance activities, sustainable propagation efforts whenever possible. Please read below. Light requirements. Successful cultivating requires ideal bright yet indirect sunlight placement, setting suitable position, keep getting adequate natural daylight supply, besides implementing slight periodic non-disturbing rotation every few weeks, consistency orientation, stimulate uniform growth changes, avoid one-sided angle exposure results, stunted posture influence misshapenness, leaving unable regaining normalcy, symmetry distribution, form foliage structure stems erect positions. Water requirements. For successful management, balancing applicable environmental needs regarding sustenance either during winter months, where indoor-outdoor global zones alter dramatically, impacting flora welfare, direly results death rate escalation. Sticking to recommended watering schedule makes all difference, ensuring ETs finger jade plants get just enough hydration required without overdoing it, causing damage via root rotting or diseases affecting plant health life cycle. Well-draining soil mix ensures excess water drains off, properly reducing probability humidity buildups, leading suffocating roots starving oxygen. Soil mix requirements. Proper care requires good quality, Well draining help assure optimal survival success growing conditions containing necessary nutrients organic matter, enriching its quality consistency improving moisture retention properties achieving speedy development visible thriving improvements. Avoid planting in poorly devised pots lacking draining holes. It can affect plants' overall condition and stunt growth potential not utilizing correct pot size, match the appropriate one, provide adequate space taking into account future expansions, obtained through sustainable propagation program setup. To make ideal succulent ETS fingers soil mix, combining proper portions of perlite sand with regular potting soils constitutes a safe measure towards best practice. Temperature requirements. If you wish your jade succulents always flourishing maintaining optimum comfort levels critical for their life force. Ideal temperature should range between 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit during daytime hours while allowing night chillier periods above 50 degrees minimum mark avoiding exposing them active air vents harmful extreme weather slash inclement conditions wreak havoc on our precious green kingdom friends. While they prefer warmer temperatures but adapted cooler nighttime environments as tropical terrain implies cultivation under humid regions suitable outdoor cloud-shaded areas inhabited by these stunning exotic flora species create an eye-catching unique effect wherever placed indoors. Mixing lush green sleek interior decor themes leaves guests impressed many compliments abound. Humidity requirements. Invested willingness require excellent time management commitment upkeep efforts tailoring individually specific requirements ensuring there is sufficient air moisture content ranging optimally from 30-60% essential claiming rewards reaped growing succulent ETS fingers admirably. Utilizing humidifiers work well keeping an eye on your plant's growth patterns responses elevates pursuing goals benchmarks attainment feasible surpassing all expectations cultivating enjoyable rewarding journey. Fertilizer requirements. A balanced fertilizer low in nitrogen is necessary as excessive amounts can burn and damage the root system. During growing phase timing matter when to feed our precious assets efficiently get maximum nutrition without harming their overall health slash production slash survivability odds favor them achieving lengthy lifeline improving propagation performance criteria vital successful thriving jade plant species ever popular choice amongst newbies enthusiasts alike. In conclusion, succulent ETS finger plants are unique and fascinating specimens that make a great addition to any indoor or outdoor garden setting. Their distinctive appearance adds character and charm wherever they're placed lush greens, perfect for complementing modern sleek decor themes. With proper care instructions available considering size and growth pattern soil mix requirements temperature ranges lighting humidity factors watering frequency slash fertilization schedules importance indicating how easy maintaining perfection attainable loyalty patience attentiveness persists gradually witnessing transformation. Supplementary benefits derived from optimal nourishment regular upkeep schedule sustainable propagation techniques also allow individuals gain additional valuable experience knowledge appeal actively contributing environment greater natural beauty world exciting eco-friendly era we currently thrive magnificent exponential expansion planet green community. The money plant, a symbol of wealth and good fortune. Crassula ovata, popularly known as the jade plant or money tree, is a succulent that has been cultivated for centuries. This beautiful houseplant owes its name to Chinese culture and folklore where it was believed that growing this plant could bring wealth and good luck into one's home. A brief history of Crassula ovata. Originated in South Africa, Crassula ovata was introduced to Asia around 1,400 years ago during the Han Dynasty. Its unique appearance, coupled with its ability to thrive indoors with minimal care, made it an instant hit among gardening enthusiasts. The round leaves of the Crassula ovate were often likened to coins, while its sturdy stem symbolized growth, both traits highly valued by ancient Chinese society. As such, people began using them as ornamental plants inside their homes, hoping they'd attract financial prosperity. It didn't take long before these beliefs spread across different cultures, making jade plants or money trees indispensable household items worldwide. Why we call it the money tree? The moniker money plant can be attributed variably through traditional folklore relating how certain individuals amassed significant amounts over time, thereby climbing up social ladders because jades were prized possessions. In some stories from China specifically, there are accounts about two men who had tremendous success propagating these plants, leading scores more gardeners throughout all corners wanting evergreens trees for themselves in order to catch hold same opportunities lived out previous masters before those like-minded followers. Today, many other individuals maintain enthusiasm collectibles, potteries, cachets, presentations et al. Denoting grower-alike conjure fantasies, achieving similar goals, own progressions, ways previously achieved ones, distant past generations. Many believe it's not only financially advantageous, but also beneficial when given as a gift, since doing so brings them closer towards fruition, endeavors fiscally practically. This has led many people around the world to keep this plant in their homes or offices. In addition to these beliefs, Crassula ovata is also referred to as a money tree because of its amazing ability it can survive for prolonged periods without water. Being drought-tolerant nature means that even if you forget about watering for weeks on end, your money tree will likely still be standing strong upon your return. Other beliefs associated with Crassula ovata. Aside from being called money plant, there are other myths and legends surrounding Crassula ovata. 1. Feng shui practices own jade plants believed bring great fortune. 2. Placing small jade leaves all throughout home practitioners believe they ward off negative energies while inviting positive ones through what's known as the circulation qi energy. 3. Lottery tickets, storing them underneath more produces better chances winning whatever grand prize may waiting at drawing time. Overall, whether growing outside under shade or indoors year-round lush green leaf display brought forth by oval-shaped foliage has always been highly sought after by collectors, horticulturists, gardeners worldwide who first saw potential contributions Chinese culture made past early beginnings. Keeping one of these plants in your home could quite possibly lead prosperity, so try it today and see what happens. Everything you need to know about propagating succulent ETS fingers. When it comes to propagating succulents, the ETS finger jade plant is a popular choice. This species of succulent can be propagated through stem cuttings or leaf propagation, and with proper care and attention, your new plant will thrive in no time. Leaf propagation. One effective way to propagate an ETS finger jade plant is through the process of leaf propagation. Start by removing a mature leaf from a healthy parent plant and allowing it to callus over for several days. Once calloused over, place the leaf on top of well-draining soil in an area that receives plenty of bright but indirect light. Over time, you'll notice roots growing from the bottom side of your dried-out calloused leaves. Congratulations! Simply transfer this new growth into fresh soil inside a larger pot once established roots have formed. Stem cuttings. Another option for propagating these plants involves taking stem cuttings during their active growing season when they are at their healthiest state. Take sharp scissors or pruning shears and clip off 2 to 4 inch sections just below where two good-sized leaves attach together near base. Choose areas without any signs wilting slash yellowing on surrounding foliage, as these indicate disease slash injury not ready for reproduction yet. Let them sit out briefly so wounds are able dry before planting back into high-quality compost-based soils such as perlite mixed equally pumice rock slash gravel, depending available supplies. Water sparingly throughout early stages root development until fully established range pot size accordingly space provided. Self-propagation method. Finally, one popular technique called self-propagation results after taking steams cuts already prepared elongated pointed fingers produce and cultivate all alone properties indefinitely if given right temperatures, climate conditions. All that's necessary is to pull slash tear a leaf from the parent plant and allow it dry outside for 2 to 3 days in order to let its wound callus over. Once sufficiently dried, plunge into potting soil deep enough half coverage following recommended conditions. Thereafter, watch your ETS fingers grow. Common issues of succulent ETS fingers. As with any houseplant slash cultivar cared indoors or not, there are many potential issues you might have faced when handling succulents, including pests, diseases, social slash environmental factors. Pests and diseases. Pest intrusions include traditional aphids as well as mealybugs, sugary residue on leaves, snails and slugs, who leave silver trails undersides, which can cause damage plants if they're left unchecked long enough. Additionally, unhealthy environments within humidity control contribute establishing illnesses such root rot fungal infections, identifiable through spotting discoloration, wilting, yellowing surrounding healthy areas. Sans professional care, don't wait too late, act early by addressing proper changes right away. Overwatering common issues. With their origins firmly planted, arid regions around world lack water availability. Drought-tolerant nature, those who strive keep all gardening items verdant green may often feel urge frequently watering. Consequently, this leads excessive moisture accumulation, eventually drowning own roots, causing permanent decay and death. Perlating/pelletizing soils will help reduce likelihood situations where excess pooling occurs. Also beneficial, implementing training education, anything involved tending these types flora. Another issue some people tend forget, light requirements. Succulents need at least 6 hours direct sunlight per day. Avoid becoming spindly tall, weaken off. By properly monitoring both environment surroundings while providing plant hydration, combined what stems exposed UV influence required photosynthesis cycle allows feasible success rate, seeing desired outcomes, expected growth propagation. Tips for growing healthy succulent ET's fingers. There are many ways to get the most out of your succulent ET's finger jade plant growth, including proper soil and watering techniques. Selecting the right pot. Choosing a pot that has adequate drainage holes for proper water flow is important. Make sure there is enough room in the container for roots to develop/breathe. Drainages can be added through drilling or other resources if needed, while making damn certain it's proportionate mass space required so this plant will grow its best. Additionally, you may want consider utilizing clay/terracotta materials opposed plastic variations, as these provide better ventilation, aiding with our previous point. Soil mixes. The ideal soil mix for an ET's finger jade plant should include sand, perlite, or pumice rock mixed well into base mixture, approximately 25% each component, offering chunky yet breathable dirt compositions which prevent from holding excess moisture, leading development fungal issues. Watering techniques. When regularly irrigating, always take note lifestyle/species habits, sun requirements, root distribution, and even temperature variance differ based recommendation depending on location, individual contact, professional services, online forums assist, following healthy guidelines absence formal training. By implementing these tips along with mindful consideration of pest possible disease-related issues, you'll have endless opportunities, propagations, photography, inspirations, arrangements, quite some time. Succulent ET's fingers FAQs. Succulent ET's finger plants are a variety of jade plant that features elongated, finger-like leaves. Their striking appearance makes them an interesting addition to any indoor or outdoor garden. In this article, we'll address some common questions about caring for succulent ET's fingers. Indoor or outdoor plant? One question frequently asked by lovers of these unique plants is whether they can be grown indoors or outdoors. As it turns out, succulent ET's fingers are very adaptable and thrive in both environments with proper care. When growing indoors, the plant must receive adequate sunlight either from a bright windowsill or artificial grow lights placed nearby. On the other hand, when cultivating outside, make sure you place your succulents where they get partial to full sun exposure, since their growth depends on it mainly. While succulent ET's fingers do well under cold conditions as far till 55 degrees Fahrenheit below, which frost cloth will come in handy if planted outside, nevertheless transplanting inside during winter months shall obviate risk due to freezing temperatures altogether without subjecting plants' well-being at all health hazards. Caring for your plants during winter? Winter may call your attention towards alteration while taking care of attractive-looking succulents, because even though known hardy strain, yet still one has got coping mechanism integrated within resilient demeanor, just so temperature fluctuations don't devastate. Thus reducing watering frequency during winter's step followed rigorously, besides abundant sunshine, lit zones, complete air currents, keeping susceptibility away, disease prevention is key here. Planter who faces persistent dead foliage issues, always dig deep, coming upon oxygen intake via root rot, thus cutting water once every 2-3 weeks acts perkily. If living through unfavorable weather patterns like less than minus 10 degrees Celsius, it's a efficient option. Coveting adding heat systems shall boost prolonged vitality, juggling fertilizer dispersals to null following their phase. Best practices for watering succulent ETS fingers. Succulent plants are known for their ability to tolerate drought conditions and require minimal watering. To keep your succulent ETS fingers in a healthy condition, avoid overwatering once or twice monthly depending on climate. Water only when soil is completely dry. Doing otherwise can cause root rot irreparably. This risk stands redeemed by the mixture of well-draining ground with proper sizes drainage that ensures seepage, so roots stand firm vivaciously. Another hack could be treating them through immersion instead during springtime, as it gives abundant water, refreshing surroundings, bestowing desired outcomes, leading towards flowering wholeness. Additionally, critically avoid raining leaves since they tend absorbing moisture, decomposing after, potentially harming fingertips' uniqueness. How do I propagate my succulents? Propagating succulents has become an increasingly popular trend amongst green enthusiasts worldwide due to its ease as compared to tackling growing from scratch. That being said, propagation taken up by stem cutting depends upon some nuances must abide while undertaking. Start propagating your own variety would be feeling great pleasure indeed. Select stems wisely, chopping off clean cuts right beneath nodal points and leaving original plant behind. All we need ideal environment, few days before accommodating cuttings inside preferable well-drained dirt resting placed somewhere shaded away direct sunlight until existing originally grown forms starting developing robustness, brimming at full potentiometer scale. Autumn season makes way perfect timing. Mostly rooting affairs happen about this period because temperature fluctuations stays balanced, harboring more straightforward budding probabilities. Propagation helps increase vegetation proportion, adding enough area within places worthy attention, benefiting in terms not just one but several beautiful looking fleshy hands, elegantly displayed, striking various living spaces. In conclusion, despite additional requirements attached, flora specimens like succulent finger types earn yourself praises. Numerous care guidebooks preach around thriving, ecosystem-friendly, easy-to-maintain adoptions that would bring positive vibes and bounty longevity to their surroundings.